Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Northey. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick throws the ball into Harrison, who tags McGraw trying to return to first, for the out. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Harrison moves to second. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horlan moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Horlan scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bravo moves to third. Morales moves to second. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bravo scores. Morales scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-1 in the game. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian, who is chasing the ball. Alcaraz reaches third base with a triple. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alcaraz scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy pinch hits for Don O'Reilly. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-2 in the game. Northey strikes out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bravo reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jokio pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0 for 3 in the game. Northey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Jones now pitching. Jokio now playing center field. Paul Shall now playing shortstop. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horlan strikes out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Ortiz now playing right field. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards first. McGraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foy strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 3 in the game. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Piniella moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bravo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Bravo moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frederico pinch hits for Steve Jones. Frederico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.